this morning you breathe upon us. Grant unto us light and revelation. We ask, O God, that may your spirit speak to us in a language that we all can understand. We ask that which has been a limitation over our life for a lengthy time, by the power of your word, you will take it away. Bible speaking, say, why he yet speak unto me, the Spirit enters me and set me upon my feet. I ask that as the word of the Lord come this morning, it will enter into your spirit and set you on your feet. It is my desire that the Lord Jesus alone be glorified. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for having me around here in Chapel of Grace. Here in college. Thank you so much for those that have been part of the conference for the past days. There's been so much time of labor. This morning I trust God to help us to be able to do justice to some few things. Please, before we advance, can you help me appreciate the presence of Professor James Jaiova, the Dean of the Faculty of Agriculture, Nassau State University, Kefi. Also help me appreciate Professor Isaac M. Ogawa, the HOD of Agronomy. Thank you so much, sir. And also Dr. Emmanuel Indor. Jonathan Aoudou, the Secretary of the Chapel. I also want to appreciate all the council members, the senior friends, and the students. Thank you so much for coming this morning. Also, I have my supervisor, which happened to be my biological mom and dad. They are here with me. Please help me appreciate them. Also, help me appreciate yourselves. Can we pray for Ukraine for the next just 1 minute? Please, can you be on that keyboard on strings? Just a little so that. You know, so much has been going on in the world. While he was leading a prayer, he was talking about, we hear rumors of war. It's good for a war to be a rumor. I get what I'm saying? It's very nice for a war to be a rumor. But when it comes so close to you, sometimes it's challenging. You will never know the strength of a war until it comes so close. During the Fulani crisis, I think my grandfather was killed by Fulani men. I knew how it is. Some days ago, one of my friends was called me from Nasra Egon that they were kidnapped. So sometimes these things are real. You may not be able to know how the people feel until you are in their shoe. Can we just pray for Ukraine in 1 minute and say, peace be still. Peace be still. If it happens somewhere, it means it's possible to happen anywhere. Yes, you don't have to wait until it's at your doorstep. When you see your neighbor's house on fire, sometimes it means that you should prepare. Yes, get an extinguisher. Alert the neighbors. If you try to sleep, the fireman move from your neighbor's house into your own house. Don't laugh at the downfall of others. Father, we pray for Ukraine. We ask, peace be still. Peace be still. The Lord reigneth over the affairs of men. Say, my peace I give unto you. Sometimes the causes of war are strange, but the peace of the Lord. Emmanuel Renet. Adonai Yahweh Elohim, you are the King, and you reign forevermore. We are still praying. Adonai Yahweh Elohim, you are the King, and you reign forevermore. The land of Ukraine.
Thank you.
To be as brief as possible. I'm going to be speaking from the theme, "The Word is Sweet." Under the sub theme, "The Nature of the Word." Psalm 119. Let's start from 95. I don't always like picking scripture out of context. This is projected. Let's read from there. The Bible said, "The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimony." Father, are we there? Next. "I understand more than my ancient, because than the ancient, because I keep thy precept." Go again. "I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word." Go again. "I have not departed from thy judgment, for thou hast taught me." Okay? "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, sweeter than the honey to my mouth." Can you go again? "Through thy precept I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way." Okay? "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Sincerely speaking, any believer that does not value the word of God does not have a sure foundation. The foundation of Christianity is not miracles. The foundation of Christianity is not signs and wonders. The foundation of Christianity is not prophecy. The foundation of Christianity is nothing. The foundation of anything lights upon a truth. You are certified in school not because you are a good student, but because you came into a point where you know a body of knowledge. The reason why you are called a chemist, a biologist, is the level of knowledge they give to you, that you come to a point that it has become flesh in you. When you see a physicist, it's simply because he has studied so much of the body of knowledge available for that realm of operation. Now he is a physicist. When you see a lawyer, it's because he has studied law. And the reason why he studied law, it was because he subscribed to a precept. In this kingdom, whether we like it or not, the foundation of our Christianity lies upon the word of God. Whether you like it or not, there are three that bear witness in heaven. The Bible speaks about the Father, the Word, and it speaks about the Holy Spirit. There are three that bear witness on the earth. It speaks about the water, the blood, and the spirit. Jesus Christ himself as the Word become flesh. If you go to the book of John chapter 1, you will see, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that Word was made flesh so that he can dwell among us." It then means that the totality of who God is summed up in his word. The mystery regarding to anything is embedded in the word. It then means that it is the word of God that has the capacity to explain God. God will forever remain a mystery to a man that doesn't value his word. It is only the word of God that has the ability to be able to explain him. The same way it is only the word in keeping to physics, the word in keeping to law, the word in keeping to biology that can explain biology. The reason why you are a doctor today is because you subscribe to a word that constitutes medical science. So you will hardly hear any word that have to do with litigations and jurisdiction when you are sitting in a medical class. No. And it's hard for you to hear any medical word if you are sitting in law class. No. All the words are put importantly, strategically, in a way to shape people. That means the word has the ability to bring men to a kind of conformation, then transform them. Daddy here is a prof. Before you become a prof, you must have not just only study what is available within a field, you must have contributed to the field. How can you then understand a field and contribute to the field if you don't value the word within the field? The words within the field are the laws and the precepts within the field. The same way when it comes to this kingdom, the things that matter to life and godliness is embedded in the word of God. And whether a man like it or not, anybody that refuses to subscribe to the word of God is doomed to fail. The word of God is the only sure foundation for guaranteed security in this life. I assure you, there is no security anywhere. The rumors of bad things you hear, sometimes they can come too close to you. The only guaranteed security is the word of God. And what makes the word sweet is when the word of God is understood and comprehended. A man that does not understand the word of God, it will look so hard to him. The word of God are actually the laws of God spoken by God unto man. But oftentimes God intends to write his words in the heart of man, in the tablet of the heart of man. And when God begin to walk with the children of Israel according to scripture, from the book of Hebrews chapter 1, the Bible says, God who in sundry time and in diverse manner spoke unto our forefathers by the prophet. But he has chosen to speak us through this last day by his son, who he has made heir of all things, upholding everything by the word of his power. But by the time we look very well, there was a dispensation of conscience, but there was a dispensation where God brought law. The Ten Commandments were actually the word of God spoken unto men as precept for them to keep if they must partner together with God. So when you study us through scripture, you see God gave laws. All the laws of God speak about the nature and the character of God. And everybody that keep and abide to that law naturally walk in alignment with God. But whosoever go against those laws is doomed to fail. And that's why the Bible says the soul that sinner shall die. The soul that go contrary to the word will die. And that is why they are demanded to ensure that they keep to the word of God. Moses was a summation of the law, not because he was the law in himself. Himself was measured in the mirror image of the word of God. But mind you, he could not fulfill the law. He transgressed, and yet again, the law find him as a schoolmaster. The law is always a schoolmaster, but let me tell you, whether you like it or not, the law is perfect because the law is God himself. Men fall from the standard of the law. When God said, thou shalt not do this, it is him speaking. But the standard of God is very high. So the word of God looks so hard to a carnal believer. Why? Because the precept of God are things that no man can keep up to. Even Moses himself, the man that got the law, for 40 days he was with the law. He was given the law. When he came, he broke all the law in one day. Just because of anger. If Moses can break the law in one day, that means that all of them, no one can keep the law. The law is a schoolmaster. But the law is perfect according to scripture. Just that there was no grace enabled for men to keep the law. So Jesus Christ came as the fulfillment of the law. All through time, God spoke his word to men. But God spoke his word to men so that men can keep the word. But only through Jesus was the word coming to now become a lamp and a light to our path to guide us. Jesus was the first that has the ability to come and explain God. Why? Because God will always look like a mystery. Nobody can be able to comprehend God. Even in heavens, the Bible speaks about the elders. Daily they still learn. As they behold him, they see a new dimension. But the totality of the summation of the word of God was captured and hidden in heaven. Let me shock you. The word of God in heaven is not the Bible. Far before the Bible was written, sir, there has been the word of God in heaven. The Bible is part of the expression of the word of God on earth. The totality of what the word of God in heaven is the compendium of everything within the curriculum of who God is. But the totality of who God is can never be totally revealed to a mortal man. Till we go to heaven, we'll keep on learning the word of God. But according to the jurisdiction of the face of the earth, what is given to mankind is what we call the scripture. According to Bible, the Bible says even what Jesus Christ did, all of them cannot be canonized. That while Jesus Christ lived upon the face of the earth and went back to heaven, he came back again and did many things that if they say they should document them, no books in heaven will contain them. Till today, all the books that have been written and writing in Christian religion knowledge is not sufficient enough to explain totally who God is. Because God God can only be revealed by himself. And everything you call the Bible was what God revealed to men. Let's start from Genesis. It was an encounter that Moses had with God. And as God spoke unto Moses, then Moses began to write. Then you move to the other people. Everything you call the Bible was actually the working of God with men. The Bible says holy men were inspired as they wrote. The word of God became sweet in their life and give light to their path and also guide them through their living and make their life prosperous. Then it became a template for you and I to walk by. But anybody that begins to journey from the word of God come into the life of God. The goal of the word of God is not to be a schoolmaster, because the letter killeth is the spirit that gives life. When a man begins to journey into the word, Elder Jonathan was saying something that day, it was shocking. He began to study to do some coding until a point came that the thing became spiritual. Let me tell you, I'm starting PhD this year. I know what it means to study. There is a time when you begin to read, whether it's physics, you switch from natural to spiritual. Carry that textbook and begin to read. Lock yourself inside for like 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 10 hours. A time will come, you will not even know whether you are in your room. You begin to enter the spiritual dimension of that course. Everything has a spiritual dimension. You will not see it until you remain there for a while. The same way you can carry this word and just read it on face value, nothing will open. But by the time you dwell with it, suddenly it becomes a light and a lamp. Everybody that has come into the reality of the word of God is somebody that has dwelt with it. The Bible said, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. That means it's possible for the word to become flesh. It doesn't say it's possible for anything to become flesh and dwell among men. Anything. But you must give it utmost priority. Many people don't value the word of God. Many people. And because we don't value the word of God, we have not seen the strength and its potency in our life. There is nothing that God does that is not within the jurisdiction of his word. People who have itching ears these days. You see people going to study Scientology. One guy bought one book, one occultic book. He says 7 dimensions of the power of Moses. I said, have you finished the Bible? The itching ears of people is what brought deception unto them. There are so many books out there. But the one that you know that guarantee for life and godliness, have you given attention to it? An average believer does not even know anything in this world. If you say, quote 5 scripture, now he can't. It's just like asking somebody, what is chemistry? And he's a chemistry student. He doesn't know. We must return back to the basic of the word of God if our life must be strengthened. The word of God has a lot of capacity, a lot of abilities. The sum total of everything you see a man live by is upon the strength of the word of God. Psalms 138, verse 2. I will be very, very fast. The Bible says, I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. Father, in the day when I cry, thou answered me and strengthened me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. Let's just go. If I say I will keep reading, go and read the whole of Psalm 119. You will understand the capacity of the word of God. The Bible speaking said, God exalts his word more than his name. But you and I agree that the Bible said, at the mention of the name of the Lord, every knee bow. Then how will now the scripture say God exalt his name, his word, more than his name? It is simply because the name of Jesus is actually a product of the word of Jesus. Anybody can be Jesus. Anybody can carry the name Jesus. I learned as a footballer that his name is Jesus. It's not about a name. Mm-mm. It's the revelation of what is backing the name. It's the word. According to scripture, you will never hear what they say his name will be Jesus. In fact, his name is supposed to be Emmanuel, meaning God with us. So Jesus was a name given. I get what I'm saying now. But the exaltation of the name is not really the Jesus, it's the word. And so far as whether they call his name any, whether Emmanuel or Messiah or anything, with the revelation of the word, it will work. I'm telling you, the word of God is the foundation, is the mystery behind anything. So if the word of God become a mystery in your life, it's because you have not dwelt with it. When you dwell with it, you become the mystery, because the word will become flesh and dwell in you. So when bad things happen to people, when it comes to you, it jumps. Not because of anything. Not because your name is Jesus. You carry the nature and the character of the potency of the word of God. What makes Jesus to be able to live and die and resurrect is because the word of God is immortal. And so long as the word of God is immortal, whosoever has become one with the word has become immortal. Everyone you see that walk with God and represent God, check very well. They came into an agreement with the word of God. The spirit of God itself come to affirm the word of God. God himself do nothing except within the jurisdiction of his own word. So his word became law. The Bible speaking say, man shall live not by bread alone, but by every word spoken. Can we go there? Luke 4:4. Is it possible? You know, many of us believe there are so many ways to live. There are so many ways. So many ways. Okay. And Jesus answered him saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. It then means that it's possible for a man to be alive and yet he's not living. Yes. It's possible for a man to be alive and yet he looks as though he's dead. Because according to scripture, the word man there is a spiritual man. A spiritual man does not survive by bread alone. If a spiritual man must survive in this kingdom, he needs what we call the supply of the word of God. One of the things that can guarantee for a man to be normal, one of the things that can guarantee for a man to be okay, is that God speak to him daily. When was the last time God spoke to you? When was the last time you hear God talk to you? You say, I know my sheep and my sheep knows me. They hear my voice. They hear. A stranger, they will not hear. They won't follow. The reason why men are deceived daily by all kinds of falsehood is simply because we don't have men that value the word. You will hardly have false teachers. What will the person teach you? You only have false prophets. Why? Because people have itching ears. Let me tell you the truth. Any man that prophesies more than the scripture he knows, there's a challenge. Any man that manifests anything greater than the strength of his prayer life, there's a challenge. Because nothing is cheap in this kingdom. Everything has a price to pay. And you see, you can pay a price in darkness, you can pay a price in light. If a man pay a price in light, you will know, because the word of God will be his foundation. When a man doesn't pay a price in light, you will know. When was the last time the genuine word of God was taught to people? When was the last time people bring men to a point where they will hope on the word of God? Because challenges are going to come in this life, and the only strength where which will survive is the word of God. The word of God is the tool for miracles, for signs and for wonders. According to scripture, the Bible says he sent his word and his word he led them. When the centurion man met him, he said, I am not worthy for you to come to my house. Just speak the word. When he spoke the word, his servant was healed. When a man values the word of God, he esteems it. And when you esteem the word of God, it becomes part of you. And God is committed to do your bidding. According to scripture, when you study from Genesis to Revelation, you will see all the time God is speaking. God is speaking. God is speaking. And everything God is speaking is his word. The Bible says, even when Adam and Eve were at the Garden of Eden, they will hear the voice of the Lord moving. The voice of the Lord is a product of his word. We must come to a point where we value the word of God. Spend time with the word of God. Take time to study. Learn. Find out where it's written about you in the volumes of the book. The funny thing about the scripture is that nobody's name is written there. Even the people that write it didn't put their name there. Anybody can claim the promise in scripture. Anybody. But you see, if you do not come to a point to believe, because it's the word that God spoke, anybody can claim it. Jesus Christ himself took Isaiah 61. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. He said, this one is what was written about me. And he said, everybody is supposed to discover what is written about him in the volumes of the book. According to Isaiah, he said, before you were born, before you are conceived, I knew and I ordained you a prophet. That wasn't only for him. When you go to the book of Ephesians 4, the Bible speaks about when he ascended, he said, he gave gift to men. He gave this to be that. Everybody can claim anything within the confines of the word of God. The same way, the knowledge zone operates a free market zone. Anybody that finds it becomes his own. When you want to do research, you go through these archives, journals, you go through this one journal. As long as you get it, it becomes your own. Nobody lay claim of a knowledge. Of course, you can cite the person. But you see, so long as we come to a point that you have an understanding of it, it becomes functional. The word of God is powerful. It's very, very powerful. You must believe the word of God. Many of us believe the report of man. We believe science. We believe art. We believe entertainment. But we don't believe in the word of God. When we speak about the word of God, it looks alien. Why? Because we don't spend time with it. I always say, an average person must have spent time reading romance novel, reading novels. Some novels are very big. I don't know how people in literature do. Novels are so big. But you see, as big as novels are, people can read them and remember all of them. But when you tell them to read one book of the scripture every week, they say, ah, you want to kill me. But these are the things that matter to life and godliness. Why do you think a Boko Haram believe that he can take bomb and put in himself and bomb himself and believe that God will give him 7 virgins? Is the brainwashing that comes with reading something. If you truly believe that the word of God is life and you cannot believe it to all the things written there, then there's a challenge. It's because you have not come to a point where you have meditated on it sufficiently well. And how can you meditate on what you don't know? An average believer, what he has is what I call knowledge. Knowledge is an awareness of a truth. That you are aware that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son does not help you. Until you come into what I call understanding. Understanding is an assimilation of the truth. Until you come to a point where that thing you know, you have assimilated it, it will not really help you. And sometimes even the understanding is a challenge. Because you must move into the realm of wisdom. Wisdom is the application of the truth. Application of what you understand. So somebody can be there and know that the word of God is settled in heaven and on earth. And know that God so loved the world and yet again he will never want to understand it. Another person can understand and say amen there. Only the people that apply it get the result. Many believers only know, some understand, some refuse to apply. The truth you know is good. The one you understand is better. But you see, the one that you apply is more better. At the tail end, only those that apply get the result. When a man dwells with God, God journeys him from the realm of just knowing to the realm of reality. Because the realm of reality is the realm of application. Yet you know a thing, but the dimension is locked up on you. We must return back to value the word of God. What we call the book of Romans, the book of Acts, the book of was totally the life of men walking with God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word spoken by God. As God spoke to men, they obey. As they obey him, you get the word of God. If Moses disobeyed God, we wouldn't have gotten it. If John disobeyed God, we wouldn't have gotten it. If Peter disobeyed God, we wouldn't have gotten it. The book of Peter, the book of Romans, the book of Colossians were all what God spoke to men and they wrote. And it was the life of men. It was the life of the Christians in Corinthians. That means if we are still in Bible days, we are supposed to have the book of Chapel of Grace. And if you are supposed to have the book of Chapel of Grace, will your name be mentioned there? Why? Because it is the working that it is how we are, you and I walk with God, that will be documented. Let me ask you a question. Before Moses began to write, what was his own word of God? Moses never had a Bible. What was his own word of God? It was the spoken word of God. That means God was talking to him. So long as God was talking to him, God was talking from the archives of the word of God in heaven. Because the word of God is already settled in heaven before he's coming to the earth. So everything about the word of God is eternal. It then means that everything about your life must be spoken by God. Somebody came and met me and said he had an encounter. It's not in the Bible. I said, okay. There's a spirit confirm it. Yes. I said, there is so much word of God in heaven. There are books and scrolls in heaven. Some of them are yet, they are not yet on the earth. And that you had an encounter and your spirit confirm it. And oftentimes you may not see it here. It doesn't mean you have not seen it here. There is a mirror image of it. The same way that the Old Testament is actually a shadow of the New Testament. That's how it works. But you must first of all be able to acknowledge what has been done first before you bring another revelation. Have you acknowledged what has been done before? Abraham never had a word of God. He never had a Bible. He just wake up one day and say, a spirit spoke to me that I should leave my father's house. The father said, are you okay? To where? He said, I don't know, but I just had him. And the Bible says, and Abraham believed God, and it was counted for him as righteousness. A man that does not value the word of God can never believe God. Can never. The word of God brings faith. It brings faith. The Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It will only require the word of God to build faith and solidify conviction upon the lives of men. When Jesus Christ, when Peter walked on water, he didn't walk on water. I assure you, no man walked on water. Peter walked on the word of God. He said, come. He said, okay, at thy word. If there was not the word of God, he can't walk on water. See, this life, there is no magic anywhere. Don't deceive yourself. Even magic is upon something. Magic is upon a word. A word of a spirit. These are the word of men, but it's ruled by spirit. When Jesus said, walk, he walked. The walking was upon the word of God. And so long as he lose touch of the word of God, he begin to sink. To prove to him that this one is not magic. The same way your life, you will sink downward if you lose focus of the word of God. The word of God is powerful, my friends. The word of God is powerful. John 6:63. The Bible speaking said, it is the spirit that quickeneth the flesh, profit nothing. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The word of God also carry life. The word of God is spirit. It then means that it's the word of God that has the ability to quicken a man. When mankind was created, according to scripture, mankind was just dead. God need to breathe into his nostril. What God breathed into his nostril is what we call the bread of life. But according to scripture, the Bible says the word I speak unto you is what? Spirit and life. It then means that even right now, you are living, surviving, not because you have a body and you have fine clothes. No, it's the word of God breathed upon you as the breath of life. And that is why in the day you meet a dead body, whether it's a billionaire, it's a millionaire, it's a professor, it's a arm robber, they call them all dead body. The difference is that there is no life inside of them. It is the word of God that gives life into a thing. The Bible speaking said that if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwelt in your mortal body to quicken you, that means that There is a life that has the ability to quicken a man. But you see, it will only take the word of God to give life. Because the Bible said, the word that I speak unto you, it is spirit and it's life. It means that the word has a component of spirit. It also has life. That so long as you hear this word and you believe it, you come and respond to it. You receive what we call eternal life. And Jesus Christ told them, you are being washed and purified by the speaking of the word. By the speaking of this my word. In the book of Ephesians, the Bible said, there is a washing that comes, a washing of the water by the word of God. That so long as you pay attention to the word of God, something purify you, something sanctify you. So by the time you stay and continue to listen to the word of God, read the word of God, there is something that happens, purification, sanctification begin to happen. You approach, you are purified. That anger begin to go away. That lust begin to go away. That worry begin to go away. You begin to meet Jesus in the word of God. Anyone that has not encountered Jesus in the word, will be deceived, even if you encounter him in the spirit. The word of God is the light and the lamp that guide our path. Lastly, before we pray, Psalms 119, verse 9. I told you, go and read the whole. I think the longest book in scripture, I think Psalm 119. That's about 150 verses. That should be your assignment. It will help you. It contains everything about the world. The Bible says, wherewithout shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Next. He said, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandment. Yes? He said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That means that the genesis of sin is what? Insufficiency of the word of God. You won't believe this. When a man comes to a point where the word of God has gained preeminence and dominance in his life, you won't sin against God. Anytime you want to sin against God, something just checkmate you. The Bible says, pray so that you don't enter into temptation. Is that not true? But there are times when with all your prayer, you still enter temptation. What man keep you there? The word of God. No matter how Jesus Christ prayed, the Bible said the Holy Spirit led him to the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. But as he was in the wilderness, what kept him was not, it is written. Let me tell you, many more times with all your prayer warrior, with all your anointing and everything, you will find yourself in the midst of a temptation. What will keep you is the word of God in your heart. And God save you, if you don't know anything at the time, you will fall like a bag of cash. What word of God do you know that guarantee your security? Say, thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Yet, young lady, you went into that guy's room, and just when you are about to get naked, and you remember the word of God, thou shalt not sin, thou shalt not sin, thou shalt not commit fornication. Suddenly, you are there. But yet again, the word keep resounding, and you retracted your way back. You are delivered. Let me tell you, yes, you just want to steal. And you remember, no, Christians don't do like this. Christians, how many of you have been convicted by the word of God before? See, if you truly are a student of the word of God, there are times you want to do something and the word of God will restrain you. You want to slap the person and say, no, Christians don't do like that. You see, you are restrained now, not because you can't, but because something is restraining you. It's the knowledge of what you know. Sometimes it's okay for you not to know anything. The day you know, the thing begins to stand against you. The word of God has a power. It has the power to restrain, to constrain a man. The word of God has a power. It has a power to deliver you from temptation. There are often times you are in a situation, immediately when you begin to engage the word of God, you begin to confess it, you begin to speak it, and suddenly the storm begins to come. When Jesus Christ was in the boat together with the apostles, the storm began to rage. And according to scripture, he just stood and said, peace be still. If he didn't speak, do you know that they would have capsized? The word of God carries power. Can you rise up on your feet as we pray? Ask the Lord and say, oh God, from today, I return back to your word. I know you are consistent watching TV. You watch so many news. You are confused now. You are afraid. Return back to the word of God. What did the word of God say? We are not ignorant of what is going on in the world. We are not men without hope. Now, pray and ask the Lord and say, oh God, strengthen me by your word. Let your word become life in me. Let your word become flesh and dwell in me. Open your mouth and pray. Let your word become flesh. Let it become flesh and dwell in me. And peradventure you are here also, and while I speak, you just feel a conviction within your spirit that you need to rededicate yourself, rededicate your life to Jesus. While I was speaking, you feel convinced that Kai, somehow you have wandered away from the statutes of God. You have wandered away from the precept of God. And you want to have a rededication. You want to renew your covenant again with the Lord. Please, you can walk to the front. There is no guarantee anywhere. No guarantee anywhere. We are living in a very wicked world. If you know right now you are here, that if the trumpet sound now, you know you are not going to make heaven. I'm assuring you are making a dangerous decision remaining there. Walk here to the front. I will never preach and never give anybody opportunity to give his life to Christ. Never. And peradventure, you are here and you just desire the strength of the Lord to help you consistent in your journey with God. Begin to cry and ask the Lord and say, Father, help me. I have been into the temptation and I have fallen again. I used to love the Lord, now I smoke. I used to love the Lord, now I drink. I used to love the Lord, now I'm following women. I used to love the Lord, now I don't know what's wrong with me. Just ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Lord to help you. Ask him to help you. Ask him to strengthen you. Sibabala na sibratula babasha. Rababana davelai. Rababata baria do lababashata. Pasa papela tabaratu askata. Empower us, O God. Strengthen us, O God. That your word become life in us. That your word become flesh in us. Let your word dwell with us richly. Let thy word dwell with me richly. Let thy word become a light and a lamp to my path and to my feet. May I not be ignorant in these days and time. May I not be ignorant in this day and time. I ask for grace. I ask for strength. I ask for an enablement. Quicken us, O God, that we shall call upon thy name. Teach us your way, teach us your truth. We shall not compromise on your standard even in these last days. Renew again our covenant with you. Empower us again by your truth, O God. Strengthen us, O God. Shalena ivamelaita. Manta fafela tu sapa. Aka babela sababela tu nabarateska. Rabba bali avoradeskaya. Abba tababelate. Rabba bala babada babas. Abba talebabos. Marabas. Rabba bala babas shatai. Rabba bala babada babala babus shatai. Bala babada babura da babala babashana babali ananemon shatai. Rabba bala babura da chenayai. Baba baba la meme na sale anana chi hu 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 Thank you. decree and I declare by the power of the Spirit that each and every one of us is preserved by the word of the Lord. I ask that any strength of the devil over your life is broken this morning in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray over each and every one of you. None of us shall die in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The word says we shall live and declare the word of the Lord by the power of the Spirit of the Lord. Let every stronghold of darkness be broken in the name of Jesus. I pray that may the word of the Lord that prosper men prosper us from today in the name of Jesus. I decree that every doctor's report, whatever that has been reported wrong about your life, right now we change it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I ask that may the Lord God of heaven do for you a miracle, a sign and a wonder in the name of Jesus. We pray for the chapel. We ask that may we grow from strength to strength. May we grow from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. I will pray for Nigeria, our country. We decree and we declare that may the Lord God of heaven give our leaders the wisdom to lead us right in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, that every insecurity in our land, by the power of the Spirit of the Lord, let all of them be brought to justice in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give the Lord a shout.
Amen.